On August 23rd, two boats with 40 activists on board landed without incident at the port of Gaza, symbolically breaking for the first time the Israeli blockade over the Palestinian territory that is home to 1.5 million people. Israel closed Gaza to the outside world after the militant Palestinian group Hamas wrested control away from the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority. One of those on board was Bill Dienst, a physician from Washington State who had been to Gaza on four previous trips, beginning in 1985. He served as the ship's doctor. Once ashore in Gaza, some of the activists stayed on as Palestinians in need of medical care took their places on the boats and sailed back to Cyprus. When Dienst attempted to leave Gaza, he was prevented from doing so for several days by both the Israeli and Egyptian governments, making him an honorary Palestinian. He was eventually allowed to leave on September 7th and traveled back to the U.S. Between the lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Dienst while he was still being detained inside Gaza. He talked about the goals of the Free Gaza movement, what life is like for Palestinians living there, and future plans for solidarity actions.
This is the first time boats have come in from sea to Gaza port in 41 years, since the 1967 war. We were greeted by approximately 100,000 people on the shores at Gaza Marina.
What happened when you tried to leave Gaza?
We escorted patients who had been denied medical care outside of Gaza to the Eretz checkpoint with Israel. The Israeli authorities threatened to shoot us. We continued to advance with our passports held in the air and our hands above our heads. They did not shoot, but we made it to the iron gate, but they would not open the gate, and they claimed they were then going to shut down the crossing, impairing the ability of other people to cross. So we had to retreat at that point. And fortunately, we had major media covering this. We had television, Al Jazeera, Ramatan television. And because of this, the Israelis did let this elderly woman pass to Jerusalem 2 days later. But what is sad is that you have to go through such extravagant media pressure for them to show any compassion. There's approximately 200 people who have died here due to lack of specialty medical care that's not available here. Then the following day, we tried to exit through Egypt. We spent 9 hours at the Egypt border to find out that we were denied because we entered by sea. And then the next day, we spent 13 hours and we were denied entry also because we entered by sea. I'm getting the impression that the Egyptian authorities are under pressure by the Israelis and perhaps the American CIA to block our departure from Gaza in order to punish us for participating in the Free Gaza movement. We are now Palestinians, basically. We are trapped here. I am not a criminal. I'm a family and emergency room physician from Omak, Washington. I have no criminal record. I don't own any weapons of any sort. I'm of no risk to either the Israeli or the Egyptian people. Yet, because I participated in this nonviolent direct action, I am being barred from exiting Gaza.
Bill Dienst, what kind of impact do you think the Free Gaza movement has achieved with your symbolic breaking of the siege of Gaza coming in by boat?
Well, it certainly uplifted people's spirits. We had only two boats, and we could only carry a limited amount of supplies. We did have some medical anesthetic drugs that are needed for surgery. We have EKG machines that we're delivering to some small clinics here. We have toys, and we had various things for children. But, you know, it was just a drop in the bucket. That part is symbolic, but it is our intention to continue to come back and forth with boats. Another boat is slated to enter Gaza from Cyprus on around September 22nd. We also, there were 9 Palestinian nationals who left with the boats back to Cyprus and were successfully taken out of Gaza. One is a child who needed, who has a high-grade amputation after he had his leg blown off by an Israeli mortar shell, and he needs an orthotic or an artificial leg. Gaza should, like any other country, should have the right for people to come and go through its seaport. Major barges should be able to come and go without impedance from the Israeli military forces. I would also like to point out that some of the members of the Free Gaza movement who have stayed on, there's 10 of them, some have gone out with the fishermen on several occasions. Usually the fishermen get shot at about 6 nautical miles out. But the first attempt, they were able to get out to 12 nautical miles, and the fishermen caught more fish than they have caught in years. And then on a second attempt a few days ago, the fishermen were shot at, but because internationals were aboard, they didn't actually hit the ships. They just did warning shots. So there's that kind of harassment of people's ability to earn a livelihood, which goes on endlessly. And we're calling world attention to that that war crime as well.
Those of us paying attention have heard a lot about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. What can you tell us from your direct observation, especially as a physician? Did you see a lot of sick or malnourished people? Was the water supply adequate?
If you turn on the tap water now, it's very salty. I got amoebic dysentery again here. I'm being treated for that. Back in 85, the water was clean here. So the water is deteriorating. The healthcare infrastructure is deteriorating. And we were at the Shifa Hospital, and basic supplies are lacking now because they're not being allowed in by Israel, or they're being allowed in very small token amounts. They're turning the supply of basic essential things down, not to zero, but to less than what is adequate to take care of the population here. So it's a slow, painful, cruel control of people's essential resources to support their healthcare infrastructure, their education infrastructure, et cetera. It's something the world should pay attention to. Let's just put it that way. The world is ignoring it.
That was Dr. Bill Dienst of the Free Gaza Movement. Contact the group in the U.S. at area code 510-232-2500 or visit their website at freegaza.org.